Do keep your Bibles open. This year, as we end this year, we need wisdom for next year, 2024. So let's pray as we look at these verses. The Lord has laid this on my heart to speak today to our congregations, to both St. Richard's and All Saints. Let's pray that God will speak to all of us this morning, truth that we need to hear for the coming year. Lord, we need wisdom. We need your guidance. We need your help. And we know it's found in the pages of the Word. We thank you for the Word. And we just pray that by your Spirit, you'd come and speak into our hearts a Word that would sustain us for this coming year as churches, as your people in this town. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I wonder how many of us have been on journeys this Christmas time. Maybe you've travelled in a car, stuffed full of presents to see family or friends. A few weeks ago, Jenny and I went to a fancy dress party. We went on a journey. The party was in Skaneshill, but I put the wrong postcode in. It was my fault. And we ended up in Forest Row. Forgive me, I've only been here 8 years. And it was very dark and it's very foggy in these parts. And it was a fancy dress party and you had to go dressed up as someone beginning with a letter B. So here's Mr. and Mrs. Rees. Oh, that's a sat nav that I put the wrong address into. Here we go. Here we are. I went, Jenny went as Barbie and I went as Bob Ross, the American artist. If you don't know who he is, have a look online. He's such a celebrity. He's got great medallions, which are beautiful to wear to parties. Anyway, the point is, we could have actually stayed in Forest Row and walked around and blended in very nicely like that. It would have been absolutely fine. That's how it goes in Forest Row. But actually, I put the right address into sat-nav. We ended up in Skaneshill and had a fabulous, fabulous party, a great time. You see, the way to get to the right place, the right path, the right direction is to put the right thing into your sat-nav. And as we finish 2023 and we begin 2024, how are we as the people of God, as the people of All Saints and Richards, going to walk on the right path, the right road, in the right direction, so that we can be people who understand the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord. That's where wisdom begins, isn't it? How to live for Him. So you can understand that. So that we can grow in our knowledge of God. K-N-O-G, knowledge of God. So we can know God better. How are we going to do that over the coming year as God's people? Well, we heard in our story about the wise men. They followed a star and that led them to Jesus. What do we have, boys and girls and grown-ups, to help us to follow Jesus on the right path, the right direction, so we get to Jesus and follow him, become more like him? Well, we have the precious gift of God's holy word, the Bible. God shows us the right path, the right road, the right direction, clearly in the Bible. And as churches, we want to stick to this and be faithful to this and God's revelation. Do you know what? I want 2024 to count for me as a Christian. I want 2024 to count for my family. I want 2024 to count for St. Richard's and All Saints. Do you? Well, the way we're going to make it count is to be those who learn the fear of the Lord and the knowledge of the God through the Word of God, the wisdom of God. And this passage gives us three bits of advice as we think about that this morning. Three bits of advice. If you ever look in your Bibles, you'll see where they are. Let's pop this down here, put you over here, pop wisdom back up. It's just a bit droopy. There we go. If you... Verse 1 and 2. If you, verse 3. If you, verse 4. Three steps to gain wisdom for 2024 so that we might live in the fear of the Lord, know how to live for Him, fear Him, revering Him, and grow in the knowledge of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. How will we do that? Well, the first part of wisdom is this. Here it is. It's there in verse 1 and 2. If we will accept what wisdom says in our passage. See, in this passage, we've got a father speaking to a son, words for wisdom. If we accept words of wisdom. Here's the verse. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3. If you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your hearts to understanding. Friends, how teachable are you? How teachable are you? When you're growing up and you think, oh, earache, mum and dad are going on and on and on. But you know what, boys and girls? We're just like that too. Grown-ups don't like being told. We're not very teachable. But listening to the wisdom of this character in Proverbs, like a loving father speaking to us, he says, accept my words, store up my commands within you. Do you know, so often we throw out the wisdom of the Bible. I wonder whether ever at Christmas time you've opened up all your presents and there's wrapping paper everywhere. Then you've got a black bag and you put all the wrapping paper in the bag and you throw it out and you realise you've thrown away a gift. Ever done that? I've done that. Maybe it's just me. A few of us have done that. Well, we're going to throw out the wisdom from the Bible, the wisdom from Proverbs chapter 2. If you accept my words and store up my commands within you, and what's the wisdom it tells us to do? This father to the son speaking, he says, turn your ear to wisdom and apply your hearts to understanding. We need to be those who listen. Who listen to God's word. Who accept God's word. Who accept God's truth. And apply it to our hearts. That is to who we are on the inside. And the challenge is this year, will we accept that what we need is to listen to the wisdom of God revealed in the Bible? Now we all know that, don't we? We know it's true. But are we doing it? Do you know, I used to watch my mum and dad doing it every day as a little boy. Every day I'd see them in the morning. They'd sit down and they'd open their Bibles and they'd read the Bible and they'd pray. And then at breakfast time they would open up their Bibles with us, read the Bible and they would pray. And now I've learned that actually the way to keep going and listening to God's word and accepting his wisdom and truth is to keep every day open up the Bible and praying. That's what I've tried to do with my kids. My prayer is that as they have children, if the Lord bless them, the kids, that they will do that with their next generation. Accepting the wisdom that says, listen, turn your ear to God's wisdom. Apply your hearts to understanding God's word. The first part of wisdom, if you accept my words. The second bit of wisdom is this. If you call out. If you call out. I wonder what you do when you need help. Do you call out? Maybe at Christmas time, boys and girls, you have had a puzzle that's been really, really hard. And you said, Dad, Mum, Granny, I need your help with a puzzle. Maybe grown-ups, you've had some technology as a gift and you're saying to your kids, help, come and help me, I can't do it. And they take it from you and they say, give it here. They make you feel so pathetic, don't they? There you go. If you need help, you cry out. When we come to God's words, do we say, Lord, I come to you, I cry out to you, give me insight. And crying aloud, give me understanding as I come to read your Bible, read your word every day, and pray. Do you cry out and call out for God's help and God's wisdom? Because he will do it. He will help us. Wisdom for 2024, if you accept God's word and listen to it, if you call out to him for help, if you pray, he will answer you and help you. And thirdly, and finally, if you search. I wonder how you read your Bible, how you view your Bible reading every day. I wonder how you see it. Do you see it like you are an explorer on an adventure? Searching out for great truths in God's word. Digging deep. Imagine you got a metal detector for Christmas. And on the metal detector said, in your garden is buried treasure. What would you do? Would you sit there and go, all right. No, you wouldn't. You would get your metal detector. Imagine with me my metal detector. Beep, 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 beep You dig it up and you get it out, and there it is, this beautiful, beautiful treasure. Wow! Of course you would take your metal detector and you dig up the treasure. How do you see God's word? Do you see it as an opportunity to dig up precious treasure every day in your life? Look at that verse, verse 4. If you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure. If you want the wisdom of God, you can realize it's the most precious thing. It's like silver. It's like hidden treasure. And we know, don't we, if you know the Lord, if you know the Lord Jesus, that his word brings amazing comfort, amazing truth, amazing challenge. And of course, at the heart of all the Bible is the person of Jesus Christ. And he is the greatest treasure. He's worth more than rubies and gold. For his gospel saves us from hell to heaven. He's a glorious Saviour, a wonderful friend, the good shepherd who holds us close to his heart. He never lets us go. And that is treasure to find in God's words. When you read your Bibles, do you think, I'm digging for treasure. I'm looking for rubies. I'm looking for silver, precious things that will last and last and last. You see, if you do this, if you do that, if you do this, then, verse 5 tells us, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. You'll know how to live for him in reverent fear. And then you'll grow in the knowledge of God, knowing what God is like and knowing him better, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I wonder, will we take this wisdom from God for 2024? If you accept my words and listen, if you call out for help to understand it, if you search for it like treasure, so precious, it's so wonderful, it's so beautiful, then God promises us that we'll understand the fear of the Lord, how to live for the Lord this year, and how to grow in the knowledge of our glorious God. My friends, dig deep. Our churches, let us hold on to this. It is more precious. It's the way of life. It may be so different to our culture, but here is life. Here is the way. Here is the truth that we will walk in this coming year by God's grace. Let me pray. Lord, thank you so much for the preciousness of your word, for this call in Proverbs to seek wisdom this year. Lord, by accepting your word and listening to it, by calling out for you to help us to understand it, by digging in it daily for treasure. We want to be churches, Lord God, who fear the Lord and live rightly for him, who grow in our knowledge and love of you, our great God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So come, we pray, by your Spirit, and help us. In Jesus' name, amen.